Well, the National Prosecuting Authority has made its first move on state capture allegations. The body is charging global consultancy firm McKinsey with collusion with regards to its dealings with Gupta-linked Trillion and shady Eskom officials, which resulted in the theft of 1.6 billion rand from the power utility. NPA spokesperson Luvuyo Mfaku had promised to join us telephonically this evening to unpack some of the detail, but we are struggling to get a hold of him while the producers continue to try to reach him. Let's hone in on the water situation in Cape Town. It's one of the world's iconic tourist destinations, but it could run out of water by April as the city's worst drought in a century risks forcing residents to join queues for emergency rations. Here's that report.
In Cape Town, there's water everywhere, but the day is coming when there might not be a drop to drink. The South African city is facing its worst drought in a century, and day zero, when taps are due to run dry, has crept forward to April 22.
I think day zero is going to happen whether the government wants to do it or not. I think the water is going to run out, and it's very scary to think of it, but I think it's a reality.
Dam levels fell below 30% in the first week of this year, city officials said. And if it hits 13.5%, then residents will have to queue for their water at collection points like this one. An estimated 200 sites may have to be introduced across the city. A maximum of 25 litres will be provided per person per day, according to officials. A push has already been put in place for people to use no more than 87 litres per day. But some people have been ignoring that call. Cape Town is home to many wealthy residents who have swimming pools and sprinkler systems, and it's also popular with travellers. More than 2 million of them flock to the city every year. But with 2 months still left in the South African summer, there are concerns the flow of tourists may also dry up.
Well, in response, the city of Cape Town is looking at charging its residents a drought levy, which would be based on property value instead of water consumption. Arta says that this is illegal and set to fail. And Julius Kleinhausen, who's portfolio manager for water at Arta, joins us in studio now with more insight into this issue. Thanks so much, Julius, for joining us this evening. So there's strong opposition to Cape Town's plan to impose a drought surcharge. Let's right at the top spell out the plan that the city's mayor, Patricia de Lille, was looking to introduce, because it's essentially a water levy meant to plug a revenue shortfall, right?
Well, that's what she says, and she also says that it's for water augmentation projects. So unfortunately, we don't really have clarity on that. We also asked for the city's business case of what led to this decision. Unfortunately, they didn't give it to the public to actually apply their minds to that case, to do informed public participation. So that is one of the reasonings. And we understand that there is a shortfall because they have sold less water. Mm-hmm. But they should have budgeted for that last year because they have set the targets. And regardless of that, a water augmentation project is actually the National Water Department's obligations to pursue.
And one would assume that going down this route that it's proposed, which you've labeled a fiscal self-help process, could be a very dangerous precedent on a national level.
Absolutely. It gives the opportunity for all 273 municipalities to do the same thing. And we as taxpayers have paid to the national fiscus to actually address problems and water resources management to actually create bulk supply. Mm-hmm. So that money should be there somewhere. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like, and I believe it is a political thing, that the DA and the ANC wants to come to the party. It's a ping pong with the, unfortunately, the residents being the ball being hit across the surface.
Well,
all the time.
We look at the kind of debate that it's triggered between various political parties, but it's triggered much divide within the DA itself. Arta strongly opposing the imposition, of course, of this levy. You've urged the city to engage the Western Cape Provincial Government and the Department of Water and Sanitation as well. Have you seen any movement on that engagement?
Not really. We've asked for that. In fact, we should have seen that the city of Cape Town should have taken action against the National Department of Water and Sanitation quite some time ago, 3-4 years ago. Now they've engaged, they've spoke, they've done a lot of work, but never have they held them accountable. So the best and easiest route to follow is yet again to put the onus and the burden on the ratepayers and the taxpayers in the area. We've seen this happening a lot of times all over the space. The division between the DA, we're not sure what's happening there. We don't really care. We hold whoever's the governing party to account in that specific area. And we do believe that the way they want to do it is going to be a punitive tax, and we cannot see how it will be a sustainable solution.
Okay, so that's what you're saying should not happen. What should happen? What are some of the realistic and long-term solutions you're actually putting on the table?
First of all, drought is actually the obligation of the Department of Water and Sanitation. So we should have seen them intervene. We should have seen them go to Treasury for disaster funding to get the funds available to actually create water supply. That is the reactive sense. 5 years ago, they should have actually been finished with water augmentation projects that was planned 10 years ago. So we see that the government and the Department of Water and Sanitation is reactive all the time, not only in Cape Town. Cape Town is a disaster area now with the drought, but we've seen it all across the country. What the city of Cape Town should have done is actually take them to court, because it's clear that the cooperative governance is not working, and they should have forced them to do their jobs. And they could have also gone to state-owned entities like the Transcaledon Tunnel Authority, which actually does financing and implementation of bulk water supply. So that entity is established for that under the Department of Water and Sanitation, and the city could have gotten them to get the finances, do the projects, and run the program for them to supply water to the people.
Yeah, well, hopefully some of those solutions are taken into consideration now, especially as the clock keeps ticking. Thanks so much, Julius, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Julius Kleinhans is a portfolio manager of water at Outer.